Hey, my name is Calvin Corelli, founder and CEO of Simplero, here to teach you information marketing fundamentals to set you up for massive success with ease and simplicity. Right now, we're going to talk about traffic sources. So this is kind of a, like, I actually kind of hate using that, like, that term. Let's just say, where do you find these people, right? How are they going to find you, rather? So they're basic, like, traffic sources, just such as sort of a marketing, like, insider geeky term. So forget it. Just try to ignore it. I just said that. Where do these people hang out and how are they going to find you? There's three main ways that you can get people, attract people to you. Number one is organic. Number two is partners. And number three is paid. So let's break that down. Organic means, pages on your website that are optimized for Google or whatever, Bing, DuckDuckGo, whatever the search engine is, and people search for stuff and they find your page and it ranks high in the ranking. It would be something like social media that you post and people find you through your social media posts. That's kind of about it as far as organic traffic goes online. I can't really think of other organic, but that's the principle anyway. Maybe some exist, but it's basically like you put content out, you're not paying for anything, although it's still going to cost you money, right? It's still going to cost you at least time to create this content and you know, SEO optimize and like, well, or build that social media following or build maybe a I guess like if you did a public free Facebook group, that would be considered organic if you get people into it via organic means, right? So that's organic. Number two is partners. So we call it affiliates in Simplero, affiliate partners. What it means is that you find someone who has that audience, who has access to that audience. That can be that they have a massive audience on their podcast. It can be that they have, probably usually it involves something a little more like driven, like email. They have a massive email list, or just a not necessarily massive, but a really targeted email list, highly responsive email list that has your ideal avatar on it, that has your audience on it. It can be that they have a great, huge social media audience, right? And they can promote your stuff to that. So the way partner traffic works is that you're paying for it, right? They already paid their dues building this audience and the affinity with the audience and that trust. And they're selling that to you for a fee. And usually that fee is a percentage of sales. That percentage can be anywhere from like a few percent to way over 100%. Right, so it depends. A typical percentage fee commission is 50-50. If this is a pure information product that is relatively high cost, like we've talked about, $1,000, $2,000, it's pretty normal to split 50-50 with your affiliate partners, right? One extra sale for you doesn't cost you anything. It's just pure profit, right? And it's money for them to earn, and they've already done the hard work of building this audience. And by splitting 50-50, it kind of means that to them, it's like whether they promote your stuff or their own stuff doesn't matter too much. Sure, if they promote their own stuff, they'll make 100% and not 50%, but then they also have to do all the work, right? So that tends to work pretty well. If it's more labor intensive on your part, you would typically offer less, like maybe 20%. If it's low-priced product that you're using not to make revenue, but just to acquire a customer who you can then sell something else to, that's when you get into the 150%, 200% territory, right? Where you're like, hey, I'm selling a $29 ebook, and it's not about the money for me. I just want those people, because if they're willing to spend $29 on this ebook, on this topic, then I know that they're going to be willing to spend $500 or $5,000 on this other thing, or like a certain number of them are going to be willing to do that later on. And so maybe you offer a 200% commission. So you're paying them basically $58 per sale. So you're losing $29 on every sale that you make through this affiliate, but you know that you can make it back on the back end, as we call it, right? Which is the back end being the sales that come after. And we're going to talk more about this later. And then the third source of traffic is paid. So this is basically you advertising. You can advertise on Google, you can advertise on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Reddit, on podcasts, on the radio. You can advertise in a bunch of places. And these days, actually, people are finding that running TV ads actually convert really well because digital is so saturated. So it's interesting how that works. So it's all about finding where the good value prop is, right? Like what markets are kind of underpriced for what you're trying to sell to and the audience that you're trying to reach. And that's a bit of a game. So what I've always found is that starting with partners is by far the easiest, best approach. Because paid is smart. It's great, right? But it takes a lot of effort and a lot of patience. And you want to prove the basic concept first before you just start driving traffic via ads. You want to make sure that you know who your audience is and you know what your messaging is to convert them. And then you know that your sales page is working and all these things before you start investing in paid traffic. It's work. It's like stuff. It's you know, it takes a lot of effort to figure out, a lot of smart people. You have to vet them, like, are they good or are you figuring this out on your own? It's just a project and a half versus finding a partner, and then you can do like reach out to 50 people who have your audience, and chances are that at least 5 are going to be like, sure, let's talk, right? So it's about building relationships. And now another thing that I love about it is that you're paying your friends instead of, or people that you like, your peers, versus paying the like Silicon Valley tech giants who are like kind of ruining our society right now. It's like, who would you rather pay, right? I would much rather pay the partner, the person that my peer directly, and just cut these guys out of it. I think that just makes a ton more sense to me. And so that's what's always worked the best for me is partners. Partnering with people who have my audience and getting them to promote and just negotiating a deal with them. And a lot of people, we want to support each other, right? We're all small entrepreneurs here. We want to support each other. So I highly recommend that. And the other thing that's really great about partner traffic is that they're going to infer the trust that their audience has in them. They're going to transfer that to you, right? So if I'm following like this person, whatever, I've been getting the emails for a long time, I really trust them. And then they write an email and say, hey, go check out this other guy and buy their thing. And by the way, if you do it with my link, I get paid some for it. And I'm doing this because I believe in this person. Well, that trust is now conferred upon you. And so your marketing doesn't need to be as sharp, right? Because you're getting in a warm intro. Makes a huge difference. It's really important, right? So those are the three sources of traffic. Now, back to the lead magnet, right? So what you want to do is you want to offer that lead magnet via those traffic sources. So if you're doing organic, you want to make sure that you have an opt-in for your lead magnet on your blog posts and on your website and in various places, right? If you're doing partner, you can have them mail on this, hey, like, this incredible checklist that this person created, go check it out. And then, you know, you're tracking those leads back to that affiliate partner so that they can get paid for their contribution, right? Or you drive paid traffic to your lead magnet. You can also drive traffic straight to a sales page and an offer, but chances are that like you're going to get more leads the other way, obviously, right? Because like the likelihood that the people are going to give their email in exchange for something is much higher than they're going to give money for something when it's like straight out of the blue here and they've never heard of you before. And so by getting their contact information and getting the lead, the prospect, you now have the opportunity to keep selling to them, keep marketing to them over time. And maybe it's not that message that hits, but this one or that one or the other one, you can kind of keep on going and trying different angles until something clicks with them and they end up buying what it is that you have to offer. Okay, so we're going to talk about that next, which is exactly what happens after the lead magnet. All right, on to the next one. See you shortly. Bye.